Motorcycles and Gear Polaris. How may I direct your call?
Yeah, Bill there?
Let me page him for you. May I tell him who's calling?
Yeah, let him know it's Mike again.
Okay, hang on just a minute.
All right.
This is Bill. Can I help you?
Hey, Bill. It's Mike again.
Yes.
Hey, so you got some time?
Yeah, let me go in the office. Hold on, please.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right. Hey, so so I wanted to just call and get some, you know, just some more information on there. But I know last time we kind of spoke, I know the main concern was like with the rates on there. And So the main thing is like I kind of want to bring up is that you know the main thing is going to be kind of based off of you know what you look on paper. So I wanted to get some more info.
Okay.
So you're looking at getting that like the extra piece. Is it like right next door that you're looking
yes.
to get? Okay. Do you have like a certain like deadline or anything like that you're looking
no,
to do?
No, we kind of need it as soon as possible. But then again, it's not that big of a deal.
Okay. So I mean, are you guys in addition to that space? Are you guys going to be looking at like wanting to bring in some new like equipment as well, or is it you just have like everything that you just kind of want to spread out? Or
well, our business has grown so much the last 3 years.
Uh huh.
We have a 21,000 square foot building now.
Huh.
3 years ago, we were doing $6 million.
Okay. So, oh, wow.
Now
so
we're doing $14
million. 14, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Since last year, I mean, like right now, like in your sales right now, are you like on track to get like that same what you got last year? You guys have grown since
we'll
last year?
We'll grow another 5 to 10%.
Really? Oh, wow. That's pretty good. So, the other thing though is, I wanted to kind of just like find out also like so you're not needing any more equipment though, it's just basically that space that you're looking at, right?
Yeah, be for property.
Okay. And then have you seen like what exactly like they're needing, like a certain amount or anything like that? Or
well, I'd like to be in the $100,000-$150,000 range.
$150,000. Okay. Got it. Have you have you already gotten like a estimate or anything like that on there too as well? Is that how much it's gonna look to be or?
No, I've got over $500,000 in the bank. That's liquid.
Uh-huh.
We have more than that, but that's what's liquid.
Okay.
So we're gonna use the rest of ours for the down payment stuff.
Oh, okay, got it. So are you thinking like you know like just with that like that extra space, you think it'll you know even help you actually you know kind of
yep.
grow a bit more too? Yeah.
Yep. The reason okay. being. Right now we have, let's say, probably 300 vehicles here, off-road vehicles.
Uh-huh.
Well, we've only got about 70 of them built.
Okay.
Well, sometimes a guy will come in, and he wants to go this weekend. Well, we don't have one that's built to his needs.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have the extra 20,000 square feet, we'll have a stock unit, one built with these accessories on it, another one built with these ready to go.
Oh, okay.
So a customer doesn't have to come back. He can come in, buy an impulse. We figured it's going to make it's going to gross us about an extra $250,000 to $300,000 a month.
Wow. Okay. So you kind of already have this kind of planned out then, yeah?
Oh yeah.
Yes. I didn't realize that. So you guys are getting like some of the parts, and you're actually putting the bikes together too, as well. Right.
We accessorize the vehicles.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. Well, with your, because, you know, I know, you know, obviously there's a bunch of things that take into consideration the rates you'll get on there. Where's your credit at right now? Is it like good, bad, or like somewhere?
No, mine's probably, well, I just bought a ZX, Corvette Z6 for my wife, and we got 1.9%.
Okay. Go ahead.
So I'm, you know, I'm sure I'm mid-sevens.
Oh, mid seven. Okay.
The shop pays basically for all my bills, Well, you know, we have two trucks that the shop pays for. I pay the Corvette payment out of the shop. I mean, shop pays for everything. I have no bills. My house is even paid off.
Okay, got it. Okay, so have you? I know you said you guys already have some like sort of. Have you like looked to you know do any sort of financing? Have you like gone to the bank or anything like that?
Nope, I had you guys contact me, so I figured this is we were just getting ready to go to the bank. We figured I'd contact you guys first.
Okay, got it. Okay, and then so I mean like so I know you said like so if the financing doesn't work, you kind of have something in place though, like just in case or.
Yep.
Okay, got it. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, the main thing is, yeah, that's basically what I kind of want to find out if you've kind of thought this over, seeing if you know, like kind of what you have, you know,
available. Yeah, we figured out how much it's going to cost us per month
to
run the other building next door, what we figure that's going to gross us out of it. We've already done all the paperwork.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's great. I mean, that's the best thing is, you know, you already have a kind of a plan in place. So, and that's the main thing too, as well. Like what we want to do is we want to at least, you know, see what we can get you, you know,
right. Well, see another thing we'll do when we get the building next door, we're going to get a rental fleet of motorcycles.
Okay.
So we don't have the space to do it in this building, but since we have the other building, then so it generates even more income.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, and that's another thing too. I mean, what we can do is, I can always send you, it's just a one page app. And basically what you can do is you just fill it out. I'll kind of go over what you would need on it, but what we can do is you can just submit it and then we can kind of let you know like what we can offer.
Okay. Cause
you know, obviously we don't know until we get, you know, some more information
right. And then
we can get that all to you. And then, you know, then if it, you know, it works out, if not, then, you know, at least you have that other plan set in place. So,
right.
But main thing is, yeah, it's just going to be application. And then, we'll just need like 6 months of, like bank statements and then your like last tax return for the business.
That's not a problem.
Yeah, and then do you guys also like have like company like credit cards? You have a line of credit and everything?
Nope, never. We have a credit card so we use for the right parts, but those are paid off almost monthly.
Oh, okay. So if you do have like those, I mean, we usually do need like the merchant statements like the last 4 months as well.
Okay.
Okay, if you can, you know, do that. So you want me to just send it to that same
Bill at Reno Cycle Gear, yeah.
Yep. Bill at Reno Cycle. Okay, got it.
Now, what was Sunday for Tennessee for 4 days for the new 17 models.
Okay.
So I probably won't get it back until I come back.
Okay. Yeah, that's no problem too as well. So what I can do is just send it over, and then you said are you coming back like on Thursday or
Thursday?
Thursday. Okay. So what I can do is that if you want, I can just follow back. Are you going to be in the shop on Thursday too?
I should be, yes.
Okay. What I can do is I can just, if I don't hear back from you too, I'll just kind of follow up on Thursday.
Okay.
You know, just to
see. Why don't you follow up on Friday? Because Thursday might be pretty hectic when I walk back in the door.
Got it. Okay. And then just to let you know, yeah, like the approval process is usually within about 24 hours. So
okay.
You know, we can actually get you that. If you're sending on Friday, it may be like on Monday.
Cause, that wouldn't be a problem. The weekend.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I'll go ahead and send over like the info on there and then I'll follow up with you on Friday then. Okay.
Okay.
All right. It's good talking to you, Bill.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Have a good one.